Hello everyone, and welcome back to In Focus. It's been a 2-month hiatus since the last episode, but from on today we are up and running and I will be posting one episode at least once a month. This will mostly be for me to challenge myself, but also to get a bit of my thoughts out into the world, and also perhaps so that I can flex on my friends and on show my knowledge of English to my English teacher as well. So Eric, if you're listening to this, hey there, please give me a good grade. Anyhow, this episode will be about automation. I will soon, after the intro, start talking about automation and a little bit why we aren't prepared for it, and a little bit why we need to start talking about it. So strap yourselves in and welcome to episode 2 of In Focus. What does automation mean? Well, yourdictionary.com defines automation as: automation means using machinery or other technology to allow processes to take place without human input or work. In the past, automation meant allowing different tools and machines to do physically demanding and more primitive tasks for us, like plowing, digging, farming, etc., which meant that mostly jobs that were easily replicated and not so cognitively demanding got automated. But in our modern era, automation is much different. In fact, today, intelligent machines, or otherwise referred to as robots, are already capable of landing aircrafts, diagnosing cancer, and treating stocks. Which means that nowadays, even more skill and knowledge-oriented jobs are threatened by automation. In the past, innovation and automation did eliminate a lot of jobs that could easily be replicated, but it also created new jobs and entirely new industries. And on the greater whole, they also raised the quality of living for a lot of people, allowing them to work in safer and better paid fields. Innovation led to higher productivity and allowed people to go from agriculture to industry to service jobs and, only recently, to information jobs. But in our modern era, innovation and automation isn't necessarily leading to the production of more jobs. In fact, they may be eliminating them at a more rapid pace than they are creating. A study done in 2018 found that soon half of all jobs globally could be automated. With the rise of automation, the amount of jobs necessary to create by companies to garner profit has been significantly reduced. One of these examples was brought up in the video about automation recently done by the YouTube channel Kurskesagt, which I also recommend you watch. But generally, in 1979, General Motors employed people in the tens of thousands and earned $11 billion in profit, while in 2012, Google earned $14 billion, which is $3 billion more, but only employed 58,000 people. Now, in the present day, even our smartest robots are bad at doing more complicated tasks and better at doing more narrowly defined and predictable tasks. But really, if you look at a complicated task long enough, you can really break it down into smaller and more narrowly defined tasks that a robot can understand. In fact, there are robots today that are becoming very good at breaking down complex tasks into smaller, predictable ones. Which means that not only simple factory jobs and jobs that can easily be replicated are threatened by the increase in automation, but also more knowledge-heavy jobs, which takes longer to learn. Machines learn through a process called machine learning, in which they're fed data which they analyze and learn from, learn in quotation marks. Since we record very large chunks of data about virtually everything, from behavior, weather patterns, medical records, and what we do when we work, machines can gain access to a wide library of how we do different things, which lets them not only learn how we do things, but also how to do them better. I'd say it's an understatement to say that we aren't prepared for this. Automation isn't even part of public or political discourse. Could you say that you had heard of automation before today? Perhaps through movies like The Matrix or Terminator, you became a little bit more aware of the rising threat of intelligent machines. But this is a far more realistic issue. The issue of a robot taking over your job is far more realistic than a robot merging to the floor or traveling back in time to kill you. Either way, a lot of politicians actually advocate for more simple and easy to get into jobs, to introduce people to the job market. But if all of those jobs are automated in 20 years, what then? What happens when we are forced to abandon the debate about tax cuts and working hours, when the very job market itself is threatened? By what do we define ourselves with without a work title? I'd say that we aren't prepared for automation, and it's likely that it will hit us pretty hard if it does arrive on a larger scale. Which is why it is important for us to push this topic up to debate among our politicians and among ourselves in order to raise awareness. Thank you for listening to this episode of In Focus. I enjoyed making this, and I hope that I will see you in the next one.